Thank you. And so, great track from Jamin Laws. That's called The X Factor. Jamin is live on the phone from California. Welcome to Radio Newark. Welcome to England, Jamin.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for having me. Oh, pleasure.
Fantastic. Nice track. Tell me about a bit about The X Factor.
Wow, this is a project that I put together a while back. You know, I wanted to do my own album.
Mm-hmm.
Or CD at the time, you know, and you know, I put together a few tracks and then had ideas that I wanted to do at the house, and I took them to Craig T. Cooper. He's a well-known guitarist producer out here in California, and I brought these tracks over with these ideas to his studio, and we dumped them in his studio and laid the tracks, and he helped produce the project. So most of the songs that are on my album that's coming out this next year are in collaboration with Craig T. Cooper. And X Factor is it's just kind of, you know, people not really knowing who I am. You know, they've heard of me and they've heard of the family. So it was kind of my introduction into the music world.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I mean, it's a beautiful tune as well, and gives you a chance to show off your very talented saxophonist skills. So how did it all start for you? Because I know you came from a very musical family.
You're right. Well, speaking of my father is also, he's playing soprano on X Factor.
For anybody who's been living under a stone, just tell me who your father is.
Ronnie Laws.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And he also helped along with the production of X Factor and along with the album as well. He has a couple of songs on there. So he's featured along with my sister. But yeah, I grew up, you know, touring with my father at a very young age.
Yeah.
So he took me on the road. Once he realized I had an interest in music, you know, started very young, he really nurtured me, and he still does till this day.
Great. I mean, you couldn't wish for a better mentor than Ronnie Laws, could you?
Oh my goodness. I feel it's kind of surreal sometimes. At moments, I'll be we traveled and play together on stage, and it's like, wow, you know, this is the perfect, you know, perfect upbringing for a musician to have a father who's not only a musician but a saxophone player as well. So it's a real blessing.
Of course. But I mean, the whole family's famed for its musical talent, isn't it? I mean, Eloise Laws, Hubert Laws, Deborah Laws.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we
Christmas at your house must be fantastic.
I'm used to it, but it may be something kind of odd for others, but yeah, it's a pleasure, you know, it's kind of surreal sometimes.
Yeah, so how old were you when you first picked up a saxophone? Because that's your instrument of choice, isn't it?
Oh, it was. You know, I grew up just always trying to express myself musically. I remember, you know, we had a grand piano in our house when I was a kid, and I would just be, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, just banging on it. I thought I was, you know, Beethoven or something. But that started, and then I, you know, went from wanted to be a tap dancer to banging on pots and pans. You know, I would take out, you know, just that whole, you know, you take out the pots and pans and just start banging on them with sticks, all kinds of things, dancing. But when I picked up the saxophone, it felt very, very natural.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it has to do with genetics or whatnot, but it felt very, very natural and comfortable for me.
Lovely.
So I gravitated towards it.
And here's a track from a few years ago with Steve Miggity Maestro. This is Something That You Do. We'll be right back. Lovely. So how old were you when you got your first official sort of professional gig?
Oh, wow. I guess you'd say when I was in high school, I actually joined a ska band.
Oh, right.
And that was my first, introduction. We did a little tour up north, up to San Francisco, Portland.
Because you're Los Angeles based, aren't you? Los Angeles.
I'm sorry?
You're Los Angeles based, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I was born in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm still here.
Great
and,
stuff.
Well, my actually first introduction was my dad bringing me on stage at this club out here in Los Angeles. Uh-huh. It used to be called The Strand. It's not around anymore.
Right.
And he invited me on stage, and I froze, of course, the lights and the people. Yeah, I was used to playing at home, by myself, and he threw me out there, and I froze up. I couldn't, I could barely play a note.
Well, that's natural, isn't it? I think we've all done that.
It's
character building.
Yeah, definitely. And that was really my first introduction, but
great.
It was very intimidating. But, I stuck with it because I knew that's what I wanted to do. Yeah. So,
and back in the early days, you also shared a stage with Norman Connors, didn't you?
Right. Wow. Yeah. You've been doing research. That was, besides, playing for my father, actually Norman Connors was my really, official gig that I could say, a well-known artist.
Yeah.
So that was really, Norman Connors was my first, major gig. I remember just not being able to sleep the night before.
Not surprised. I mean, Norman Connors has long been held in such high esteem because he's done so much great work in front of the microphone and also behind it as well. He's as technical as he is adept on the drums, isn't he? He's a great bloke.
Oh, yeah.
So another good mentor.
Really smart guy. Yeah, definitely. We connected as soon, he heard about me, and really smart guy, really talented.
Lovely. Tell me about the Lackawanna Blues.
That was really a great experience. That was an HBO featured movie.
Uh-huh.
That my father was actually recording at the studio, and they were mentioning about this movie that they were going to be doing the music for at that studio, and they offered me to be in the soundtrack as well as the movie, and I couldn't turn it down because I heard Mos Def was one of my favorite rappers,
right?
Was going to be in it, and then also my good friend that I grew up with, his father was producing the movie. So we were direct part of the production of it. So I was so excited to do it. It was my first movie,
Yeah. Well, it's a great way to, it's an honor to be given that opportunity to perform music for a soundtrack, isn't it? And what a way to put yourself across. Well done. But you also write your own music, don't you? And your own songs.
I do. We mentioned my album, I have about 10 tracks that I've written and produced. I play keyboards as well.
Right.
And I program music. So I do write and I play. I write my own music. And I always felt like that was, my father growing up and seeing him write and produce his own music. It was just something that I thought was natural for an artist, was to make your own music, right?
Uh-huh. So do you find it comes naturally then, or is it something that you have to work at? Some people I've spoken to have gone to classes to learn how to write. I haven't got a tune in me, but I've got a greatest admiration for people that have.
It comes to me. I get into a mode where I start thinking about writing.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, I'm trying to be an improvisation. Thinking about trying to play my instrument, but there are times when I get these ideas throughout the day. I could be at the grocery market or in my car, and I'll just get an idea, just a little piece of a idea that I might think is a good idea for a song, and I'll record it in my phone or whatever, just sing it, and take it home and build on it, you know.
Great stuff. So are you busy at the moment then, performing around the Los Angeles area?
I am. I just actually, right now, I just joined a James Brown tribute band.
All right.
Which has been a long, long time dream of mine. I grew up, you know, in my house, my parents and my family, we always listened to James Brown.
Okay.
So I grew up with this music, and I finally got to play in a really, you know, authentic tribute band to James Brown, and I'm currently doing that. We played at the Rose out here in Pasadena last Sunday, and I'm just having so much fun with that.
Great. And you've recently gone under new management as well, haven't you? Tell me about Robin Parker and Charisma Entertainment.
Oh yeah, Robin Parker, Charisma Entertainment. We actually we have a upcoming show that we're doing in next month, November the 13th, at Catalina Jazz Club.
Wow.
She's really doing her homework, man, and promoting us in the right way. Along with me is a singer I'll be featured with. Her name is Sharon Marie Klein.
Oh, I spoke to Sharon a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Lovely lady.
Yes.
Lovely lady.
She's very,
great voice.
Yeah, very, very sweet lady.
Yeah.
You're great. Yeah, great singer. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, lovely. Have you got any plans to come to the UK at all?
Oh my goodness. The last time I've been there, it's been years, but I've been waiting to go there. I just need any excuse to get over there. I think that's the whole objective of this interview, man, is just to get me out there, because I always enjoy coming to the UK.
Great stuff.
If you
manage it, don't forget to pack a coat, because the weather's far cry from sunny Los Angeles.
Oh, see, that's even better, because I love cold weather.
So, right.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
So where can people buy your new CD? What's it called?
Once it's released, I'll be distributing it online, of course.
Yeah.
I'll be having it on iTunes, Spotify.
Uh-huh.
I actually do have hard print copies.
Oh, right. Lovely.
I keep it old school. But
great.
Yeah,
so
I'll
Amazon,
be,
CD Baby, that sort of thing?
Yeah, all of that, all of those distributions. And,
lovely.
That'd be great.
Great. Do you have a working title for the CD yet?
It's called Imagery.
Ah, right. That's the title track of your new solo record, isn't it?
Yes. It's kind of just the way that I process the world and how I see things, and I try to translate it through, you know, at the time I was working on a drum machine, and, you know, I kind of, in the vein of art imitating life and transferring it, you know, into what I see. And I thought Imagery was a good title, you know.
Lovely. Lovely. Right. Well, I'm going to play out with that track then, Imagery, by Jamin Laws. Jamin, thank you very much for joining me this evening. And thanks for giving up your time. I look forward to your CD being released early next year.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
You're very welcome. Oh, 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 oh